This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Back to my point about startups for a second here. No matter how big they wind up eventually getting, there's always a moment in a company where it's just a couple of people with an idea trying to make a go of it. 35 years ago, it was Paul Allen and Bill Gates with an idea that eventually became Microsoft. Paul Allen's got a new memoir out about the early days in that company and what he's been doing since he left. It's called Idea Man. Paul Allen, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
You know, much has been made of the, I guess you might say, tempestuous relationship between yourself and Bill Gates. But bear with me while I ask you this question. You know, there you guys are. You're running a company that would eventually be a multi-billion dollar business. And granted, it was the early days. But which one was more difficult to manage, the company and its development or your relationship with Bill Gates?
Wow, that's an interesting question. No, I think Bill and I had a very, very productive working relationship, and we could finish each other's sentences. We were shoulder to shoulder doing that first version of BASIC and some things that came after that. So we were a really productive partnership and team. As the company grows, you start to become more specialized, and I was always more focused on the technology side, where technology was going, and Bill was more drawn to the business side. So we kind of bifurcated our interest.
Did you ever disagree, though, on where to take the company?
Oh, there were continual heated interchanges and disagreements, but we were able to work through those. And I think at one point in the book, I talk about how just hiring people, he would talk to Steve Ballmer, who's the current CEO of Microsoft, about hiring people. And I had the office next to Bill, so I could hear these discussions at super high volume about Bill's skepticism that we should hire a bunch more people and Steve's insistence that if the company was going to grow and deliver on all the promises made, it had to hire a lot more people. So my personal approach is a little different. I think you can usually examine these things at a lower level of intensity.
So what happened to Microsoft? I mean, here we've got Google and Apple and all these whiz-bang technology companies, and they are what you guys used to be.
Right. In the book, I call them the hellhounds that are either chasing Microsoft or in some cases ahead of Microsoft. There's a real danger when you become big and successful that you miss opportunities. Early on, we were hyper-vigilant about looking at potential competition or areas we might have missed. But as you get big, you get slower, you can become less able to react to all these changes. And I think, unfortunately, some of that's happened, and Microsoft's doing its best to try to catch up and get back to be in a leadership position in some of these areas. But that's really hard to do.
You actually talk a little bit about what you perceive as a culture of mediocrity now at Microsoft. And you quote a guy who's a senior manager there saying, yeah, I'd like to take every fourth person at this company and just take them out and shoot them, and we'd be much better off.
Well, he was speaking metaphorically.
Well, yeah, of course. But right? I mean, the point is made.
Right. No, I think that you have to be very vigilant and diligent in trying to keep up the standard of employees. I mean, there's a lot of great people at Microsoft, but you've got 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people working on some of their big systems over there. It's just much, much harder to maintain the same standard.
You got sick in the early 1980s with Hodgkin's lymphoma. That is one of, if not the main thing that led you to leave Microsoft in 1983. Do you think the company would be different had you stayed?
I'd like to think so. I mean, it's unknowable, obviously. But, you know, I always came up with new ideas. The company did fantastically well after I left with some of the things we just started to do, obviously Windows and Word and Excel and many of those products. But I like to think that my ideas could have helped.
Do they pick up the phone when you call?
Oh, yeah. You have to imagine the challenges that they're under, facing all the competition they are. But I think, you know, when you've got groups at companies that are invested in their strategies, it's very hard for them to make dramatic changes in those strategies.
You've had a number of health scares in recent years, and you said that Bill Gates was the guy who came to visit you the most in the hospital. And I'm wondering a final thought about your relationship with him. I mean, you've said you'll never have a business partner again the way you had a partnership with Bill Gates.
No, Bill, the partnership with Bill was a completely unique and fortuitous thing for both of us. And you can probably tick off on the fingers of maybe one hand those kinds of business partnerships where each person brings something unique to the game. And yet, you know, it's so complementary and so creative.
Paul Allen, He co-founded Microsoft. He's done a whole bunch of other stuff since then. He's got a new book out. It's called Idea Man. Mr. Allen, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.